Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be? How do you like these wonderful, wonderful times that we're living in? Did you guys watch the eclipse last night? Wasn't that just absolutely fabulous? I don't know what I was thinking, but I honestly thought, okay, the eclipse is going to happen and the whole thing will go dark. Of course, it didn't happen. If you were looking at the sky, you would see that it would get dark, but it wasn't like there was complete darkness because I was looking outside and I could still see the outlines of the trees and stuff like that. And I was like, maybe it might have happened for a little bit, and I didn't watch a whole eclipse for the hour, but it was interesting. And there was so much talk about the blood moon and stuff. I was like, my point of view in anything, and there's also Mercury retrograde going on right now, right? So I do not fear any of this. It's just celestial bodies up there. They do influence somehow, but they only influence you as long as you allow them. Instead of fearing it, because when you fear something, fear is a very strong emotion, and you're able to attract many things when you're in fear. So instead of fearing it, ask, how can you use this to your advantage? Because everything you can use to your advantage. Have you ever heard the saying, where there's chaos, there's opportunity, right? So remember that. And if you are afraid of Mercury retrograde, just ask, how can I use this to my advantage? And then just by asking the question, you are going to start looking at things from a different point of view. You're going to be shifting your energy so that you don't have to be holden by side of you. Because after all, this is your life. Who are you giving power to when you depend on external, I would say, objects, beings, to control you? If every time there's a Mercury retrograde, you hide under your bed because you're afraid, you're not in control of your life. If you let others pull your strings, you're not in control of your life. So what would it take for you to be in control of your life, for you to be in the driver's seat of your life? So everywhere that you have allowed, because it's all about allowance, right? Whenever nothing just happens, nothing just, people don't just take over you. They do that because we allow them. If you were to say, enough is enough, no longer will this happen to me. Because nothing happens, remember? You create everything in your life, you live in your reality, your finances, your relationships. So if you say, this is it, this is the end of it, this will not happen again, I'm making a change, you decide, you make the choice, you're going to be changing your life. And you might be saying, but what do you mean? That's not possible. Yes, it is. You can change your life if that's what you choose. You are the one, you are the CEO of your life. Nobody else is. You're not living for anybody else's happiness. You're not here to make anybody else happy. You are here for you to be happy, for you to enjoy life. But if you are living at the beck and call of anybody else, if you are living here to serve others, to serve people, what about you? Remember in the airplane, when you go in an airplane, the first thing they say is, if in the case of an emergency, you put on the mask first. Guys, your life is your business. In case of an emergency, you take care of you first. Else, you won't be able to care of anybody else, to take care of anybody else around you, until or not. You have to take care of yourself. You have to be strong. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be strong to help others. But it's all a choice. You have to choose to make the shift. And you cannot say, oh, I have to help here, I have to help there. You don't have to do anything. But you have to, you don't have to do anything for anybody but for you. So you cannot be saying, oh, I'm going to a doctor, and the doctor has been giving me pills, and the pills don't work. Do you know that the pills are only, if you will, the pink slip for you to make the choice to get better? Yeah. It's all about pink slips. Remember when you were in school and you were given the permission slips? Not the pink slips, the permission slips to go out to the bathroom, to go out to the hall, to go out to whatever. That was the permission slip, not the pink slip. Sorry, my mistake. The permission slip. So here, if for you to get better, the pill is a permission slip for you to get rid of the headache. The pill is a permission slip for you to choose to get better. So who are you giving your power away to? When you depend on others to make you happy, you're not in control of you. When you depend on others, or when you said that you're here and you have this many responsibilities, do you really? What will happen if you were not to do them? This past weekend, I had a client, and she was saying that she had her mother with her, and she was responsible for her mother. And now her father is also not doing well. So she feels all this heavy burden. So my question to her is, what if she was to not take this as a responsibility, quote unquote? What if she was to take this on and ask what else is possible here? What other choices does she have? I'm not saying, please don't get this, that I'm not saying that she has to walk away and not help her parents. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that shifting her point of view from being a responsibility to being a choice creates better choices for her. The energy from which she comes is not an energy of, I have to, okay? So it's more of an energy, okay, I want to do this because I want to. And only she only has to live if she wants to. And then later on, she started thinking of that, and we did some processing on that. And she said, guess what? She called me the next day, and she says, guess what? When I was home, I got an email from my brother saying that he's coming over next weekend to help with my parents. Do you see that? That's how things, you can shift things. You're not going to be shifting others, but you're going to be shifting you. When she was thinking that she was the only one who could help her parents, she had all this burden and she was walking around with her shoulders all slumped and everything because she had the burden on her shoulders. But when she said, what else is there for me to do? What else can I do? How can I create more ease in my life with all of this? Then suddenly she got an email from her brother saying, hey, I'm going to be coming over next weekend. And what if you were to ask more questions like that, so that you can get back on your driving seat in your own car, you being the driver, you going to where you want to go. But it's not about other people. Other people are only there to assist you in the choices you want to make. Other people are not there to take over your life. They're not there to take over making the choices for you. So what are you doing with your life? Are you happy with what you're creating? That is a question I always pose. What is it? The one question I ask myself, what is it that I'm going to do today? Do I want to jump out of bed to do it? Or what is it that I'm going to be doing tomorrow? Do I want to jump out of bed to do it? In some instances, no. In some instances, yes. In those instances where it's a yes, oh my gosh, I just have so much fun. In some instances, when it's a no, it's a responsibility that I got to do, but I shift that. I don't look at a responsibility. I play games with myself. And I said, okay, how much fun can I have today at work? How much fun can I have today at this meeting? How much fun can I have today at meeting strangers, networking people? You know, it's for me, I'm a ENTJ, but the E is very borderline between E and I. Introvert and extrovert, very borderline. I'm right smack in the middle. I prefer my alone time because that gives me my chance to recharge my batteries. Being an empath, sometimes you take on a lot of stuff from other people, but when you learn to control that, it's still, I like to my alone time. So I don't take on other people's stuff anymore. But I do like to not be in a place where there's too much noise, too much crowd. That's my introvert side of me. But when I don't want to do something, I shift that energy and I say, what would be fun for me to do? How do I shift it? What do I have to be today to have fun right away? So what is it that you have to do different that will create fun in your life, in whatever it is that you have to do? And are you ready to do that? Because it's all about you. Remember we talked about this? This life is all about you. You are the CEO of your life. Nobody else is. You're not living for anybody. I have this guy who, he married someone. He married his wife, but he's not happy with her. And the only reason he married his wife is because his grandmother wanted him to get married. So she went ahead and married him, or he went ahead and married her. But he's not happy. I don't think he was ever happy from day one that he married. But he did it just to be nice, to honor his grandmother, because his grandmother is really, you know, the lady who brought him up as a child. But she did that. He did the honorable thing. He listened to grandmother. Is he happy now? No. Who is he living his life for? His grandmother. Is he willing to change that? No. Because everything that she taught him, he's still honoring that. And it's working for him for now. And it's going to be until the butterfly, you remember the butterfly? The caterpillar is only a caterpillar until it's too painful to stay in the cocoon, then becomes this beautiful butterfly. So that's what's going to happen with him too. But now he still has to learn whatever it is that he's got to learn in this relationship that he's in. But is he happy? No. But he's not willing to concede yet, because to do that, it will be to go against his grandmother's wishes. So whose life are you living? Are you living the life you desire to live? Or are you living somebody else's? Or are you allowing someone else to live vicariously through you? And everything that's coming up, destroying and create. Right, wrong, good, and bad, bottom, back, on my shirt, sleeping beyond. Oh my gosh, you guys, that was very, very heavy. I'm so glad we talked about that much, because the energies that came is like very heavy and oof. Wow. So, what would you do different if you could just make small changes? We talked about changes before. If you could just make one small little change in your life that will make you happy. Remember, money follows joy. The happier you are, the more money you're going to have. But you really have to be happy. It's the happiness that comes from inside of you. It's not a faking it. It's not a faking, because the energy is not there. When you're not truly happy, when you're just faking it, it's kind of going to, and you laugh and kind of sound like a hyena. But it's about truly being happy. So think about your thing. It's just for me to me. You don't have to share with anybody. Nothing of what you do you have to share with anybody. If nobody asks you, what are you doing? How are you doing? They just listen. You answer what they ask. If somebody says, what are you doing with your life? Then you share what you're doing with your life, but not unless you really want to. There's a lot of things I don't talk to people unless they directly ask me, what are you doing? How's business? How is this the other business? How is the other business? You know? My point of view is to have, my goal, my target is to have 10 streams of business, of income. So I'm working on that. And people who know me, they know that. People who know me, they will ask about my business. Others who don't, they just have no clue, and that is okay with me. Nobody has to know anything more than what they know. So what are you willing to change? And the change can be just so subtle for you that only you do you know. You don't have to comply with anybody's wishes, anybody's anything. It's about you having fun, about you enjoying life, about you having adventures, okay? So what you are here for a reason, because you have that one particular vibration that the earth needs. Have you noticed how there are some animals that have gone extinct? They're being weaned out, and they're not reproducing, or there's not enough of them around. Nothing happens by chance in nature. Nothing. Nothing happens by chance in this life at all. There is a reason for everything. Each animal, and humans are animals, by the way. We belong to the animal kingdom as well, right? Each animal has a role to play. Each one of us brings a vibration to this planet. And she, the Earth, needs that vibration for whatever reason. So if you are listening to my words right now, you are not extra on this planet. You're not just sucking air. You are here for a reason. It could be just to walk the Earth. It could be just everywhere that you walk, you share your vibration with the Earth, and she needs that right now. She's going through a lot of changes. So be kind to the Earth and take care of you. Be joyful. Joy, laughter, cures faster than anything else. If you want to cry, it's okay. It's okay to cry. But if you laugh and laugh out loud with the real joy that comes with that, man, you're going to be doing 1,000 times more benefit than crying. So, my friends, with 11 minutes to go, let's go ahead and do an activation to bring joy back into our lives. Okay? So go ahead and find a comfortable seat and take a deep breath. And exhale. Please do not drive or operate heavy machinery, and the energies are going to be recorded for futures. So if you got to come back, the energies are here in the recording. So take another deep breath and exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide, deep and wide. And allow the energies from the earth to come up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. There you go. Allow the images from the Creator to come in your crown and around your body. Imagine you untwisting your DNA strands so that everywhere that you might go against change, or you might not allow change to happen, that the energies are able to dislodge that and replace it with love, gratitude, contribution to you fall off your DNA. And if there's anything, any one area in your life that you would like to change right now, identify that. and let the energies assist you. You have to make the choice. It's all about you. Allow the energies to assist you. But remember, the key word here is assist. You are in charge. The energies are only the permission slip for you to make that choice. How would your life change if you were to make that one choice? Who would you be? Allow yourself the luxury of making that choice in anything that doesn't allow that to happen, doesn't allow you to take that choice, give it up to the energies to be transmuted, to assist you, so that you can have the life that you desire. There you go. Allow the energies to expand to your lifetimes, past lifetimes and future lifetimes. Everything is happening in the now. Now let's go ahead and extend the energies to your lineage. Parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, your siblings, cousins, and the future generation. Let's go ahead and unplug you from the collective consciousness of hardship and plug you in the collective consciousness of peace, love, glory. And joy as well. Grace. There you go. Good job. Let's go ahead and ground the energies. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energies from the earth up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground. Round, round. And allow the energies to come up your body and out your crown. When you're ready, wrap your hands together, wrap your face, and open your eyes. Take a deep breath and exhale. How you guys doing? It's all about you. Remember that. Nobody can live your life. It's all about you driving the car that is your life. No need to feel guilty. No need to be. To have a hard time, to have a hard life, to sacrifice for others. That time is over. Now is the time for you to enjoy your life, enjoy your living, have fun, laugh, and laugh out loud. And create a life you truly desire. Have a list of what it is that you're trying, that you are creating. Not trying, because you can either do or not. So what is the life that you are creating? Take a look at it. Take a look at it now. If you continue the way you're going, what would your life be like in 5 years? In 10 years? Do you see the picture that you're creating? Do you like it? If you don't, it's okay to make a choice. If you don't, it's okay to choose something different. You don't have to continue with what it is. You have the permission slip to change if you so choose. So it's all about choice. It's all about choice, but it's your choice. Don't let someone else control what you do it, how you feel. No. It's take the back, the control in your life of you. Get power back of your life from others. If somebody has power over you, time to cut that. Cut it. And you be the one in power of your life. You be the one in control of your life. You create the future you want to live 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You can do it. It's all about you. Nobody can do it for you. Everybody else, doctors, healers, anybody else, will only give you the permission slip, but you have to choose it. Thank you, my friends. It's been my honor, my pleasure to be with you here today. This is Ximena Velasquez. Until next week, namaste.